This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In a report Monday, the World Health Organization says it is never too late for even the worst infected countries to turn around the COVID-19 pandemic if strong leaders encourage their populations to implement proven basic health measures. 6 months ago, when the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, there were fewer than 100 cases and no deaths outside of China. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus. Nearly 700,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people tested positive for the new coronavirus after two different cruises in July. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Roald Amundsen cruise liner. The outbreak has led to criticism against the company for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first cases were confirmed. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. Congressional Democrats and Trump administration officials resumed talks this afternoon aimed at hammering out a coronavirus relief bill on Monday after missing a vital deadline to extend relief benefits to tens of millions of jobless Americans. Top Democrats in Congress and top representatives of President Trump met in the U.S. Capitol following weekend reports of progress, but the two sides remain far apart. This is VOA News. Spain's former king, Juan Carlos, who is suspected of corruption, has left the country. The royal house made the announcement in a statement Monday after corruption allegations about the former king had surfaced in recent weeks. Through his lawyer, the 82-year-old has repeatedly declined to comment on the allegations. John Hume has died. He's the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province. His family made the announcement Monday. The former leader of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party. Hume was 83. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he does not mind if Microsoft Corp. buys the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok, but any purchase by an American company would have to be done by a September 15th deadline. The Republican president, who last weekend threatened to ban TikTok over national security concerns, said he had a great conversation with Microsoft's chief executive and that it might be easier if Microsoft buys all of TikTok rather than 30%. China says it firmly opposes any U.S. sanctions against any U.S. actions against Chinese software companies. This in response to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Washington will take action shortly against Chinese firms feeding data to Beijing's government. At least two people died and one was wounded Monday in a suspected suicide bombing outside a restaurant in Somalia's capital Mogadishu, police and witnesses say. Police said the security guard stopped the suicide bomber before he detonated himself. The security guard died. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local IS chapter went well into Monday and lasted about 20 hours. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates when it was attacked. Police said they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee. Some were still missing. And the Israeli army says it killed four men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire, but said it held the Damascus government responsible. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.